Husey and Kate.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around on the radio now.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Good afternoon. Husey and Kate are here and are ready to drive you home this afternoon.
Yes, and the clapping is from Kate Langbrook, who's coming good from a flu that's blasted weeks.
I've climbed my way back. I don't think it was a flu, was
whatever
it?
Whatever it was. I don't know what it is.
Whatever it was, it was horrible. Horrible.
And I'm starting to get it. I'm going the other way. So, I
think anyway, I'm just emerging.
You may have passed the bat,
you'll
not
be happy
to
know that over the weekend, remember on Friday when I saw the chiro, he said to me, is your cough productive? And I said, I don't know what that means. And he said, are you bringing anything?
Right.
I went, oh, that's a brilliant but horrendous term. Yeah. It became productive over the weekend.
Oh, good. Let's all visualise that.
Well, it's good. It means then that the stuff, you can move the stuff on out.
Yeah, no, I know.
And at least one member of this team is productive.
Well.
Come on.
The drum. She wants the drum.
Sluggish old yak over there.
Yeah, I know, but
he's just woken up.
He can do the drum every
under his beanstalk.
He could do the drum every 5 seconds with you, so. But over here, with the quality humour coming from me, the drummer just basically gets to rest.
When will that be coming? When can we expect the first?
We have done a percentage body fat test. We're going to reveal that later on.
Yeah, I'm going to pull some big numbers, people. I'm going to smash that comp.
Now, you want to win?
Yes.
We'll see if you have won.
I'm going to, hands down.
I'm not sure if you did win.
You know that I must have. I'm a woman.
Mm.
And I'm a... of a woman.
You know what? Women need to be kinder to men. I walked into my daughter's bedroom last night with my shirt off, and my five-year-old, you know what she said? Yuck. Yuck.
Aww,
she looked at me and said, yuck.
That's not nice.
That's terrible. How does that make me feel?
Like you should put a shirt on
well,
before you
exactly.
walk into your daughter's room.
I own this bedroom. Get out. Hey, Katie, when we come back, The Block. Everyone loves The Block. It's Australia's highest rating TV show.
Fascinating show.
How much flack did I cop when I purchased one of the houses from last year's series?
I think the overriding quote was a fool and his money are soon parted.
When we come back, I hope all those naysayers tune into the radio.
Really?
Because I've got something to reveal.
Oh, someone's cock-a-hoop.
Here we go.
Don't go anywhere. It's Husey and Kate driving you home.
Husey and Kate.
Welcome to the Husey and Kate show.
So The Block is in the middle of the season, or it's coming towards the end of the season.
Yes, it is.
It's Australia's most popular TV show.
Well, this is always, too, the part where you can really gauge as a whole nation what's happening with real estate.
Mm. Well,
the auction. What's going to happen at the auction? Everyone wants to know.
Well, at the auction last year, I got involved and bought one of the houses.
You more than got involved. You were, as my mother says, in the plate of bacon and eggs, the chicken is participating but the pig is committed.
Yeah, I cop-
you were, my friend, the pig.
I cop so much flack. Mm. Mm-hmm. For that. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
And it's gone on and on and on. And I feel like all the reports about house prices this year are directed solely at me. This is 60 Minutes the other night.
If you own your own home or have a mortgage, there's worse news. Many believe calling it a downturn is foolishly optimistic. The slump we're currently in is more like falling off a cliff.
Who's that? Is that someone off 60 Minutes?
Yeah, some doomsayer.
That's not a 60 Minutes person.
No, it's an expert on 60 Minutes.
Oh.
Yes. So that was from 60
Minutes. It doesn't sound expert.
Well, look, a lot of experts.
His voice doesn't have enough gravitas.
Whatever. A lot of experts weighed into my purchase.
Of course, me.
You stuck the boots in.
Both of them. So you paid $447,000 over the reserve. Yeah.
And I told you at the time that's a TV reserve and they want the contestants to make money. I told you that.
It's a TV show.
But
you didn't pay with TV money.
There's articles been written all year having a go at me. One article from one mob called, Property One or something. They had a dinner party discussion about how much, too much I paid.
Oh.
And one group property. And based on our assessment, we think Husey has paid anywhere between $417,000 and $517,000 too much. We're confident that it's closer to the $500,000 mark. This is people discussing my lack of financial intelligence
but
around
also,
this nation.
Are they not real estate experts.
We had a real estate expert come on the TV show, Hughesy, We Have a Problem. Yes. That's what she had to say.
In 10 years' time, am I going to be happy or sad? Come on, Tree. Don't, let's go long term and help me out here. And we really want to bring you back on the show sometime.
You paid $250,000 too much.
At least that was closer than what this other property
That's
group
still
said.
A quarter of $1 million.
There's just so many articles if you Google yes. my name attached to the block.
I have a feeling
very
that
few of them are complimentary about my intelligence.
This is heading towards something.
It is heading towards something because the house next to the house I bought, Sticks and Wombat's house,
oh yes,
got sold on the weekend.
That was the middle house.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm on the end, the northern yes. end. Which everyone said was the best end.
Yes, that's the best place to be. You want to be on the end.
Everyone said that my house was the best house.
And you've got a swimming pool.
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone said that.
Yeah, right.
And the house was fully furnished. Sticks and Wombat's house got sold only the other day, completely unfurnished.
Yeah.
There's like $200,000 worth of furniture in those houses.
Yes.
Completely unfurnished yeah. for, drum roll, $180,000 more than it sold for on the TV less than a year ago.
I told you so.
OM. Well done.
They got $2.83 million on the weekend. And with my house being worth more than theirs, obviously because it's a better house in a better position, Katie, I would like an apology.
How much was yours again?
Just over three. Just on
right.
three. Absolutely. But a much better house than their one.
Yeah, but three might be the tipping point.
Well, whatever. You've
you
got to admit that that is pretty good
Very
justification
good.
For
Heartening.
Apparently.
Heartening.
Thank you.
Yes, especially everyone's going doom and gloom and the market's slowing down.
Exactly.
And,
So, yeah, would you like to apologise to me? I'd like the bank to apologise because they valued my house a lot less when I tried to get the loan.
No, we'll have this conversation
fools.
In a
fools.
Year's time. And
I
see
told
how you're
the
tracking.
Bank they're fools.
I told you so.
Maybe they should mention that in the Banking Royal Commission.
They bloody should. It's ridiculous.
Should we give other people the opportunity to say exactly the same that Hughesy
yes.
just got to say? 13, 10, 60.
Yes.
Do you want to tell someone you told them so?
About real estate?
About anything.
Yeah. About anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said you're a fool and you proved that you weren't a fool. And I mean, this might not, this is pretty good evidence. I'm not saying it's no, this is definitely good evidence. That's
what is?
Good evidence. The Sticks and Wombat house sale.
Yeah, no, it really
is. That is good evidence, isn't it?
Well, there's five identical houses.
Except mine's in the best position.
Yes, but
it's
yours,
on the northern
yes.
end.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, you've told us.
Well, it's,
yeah.
All right.
There's no one in this room who's going to buy your house, so.
Well, I'm not selling it, all right.
So. 13, 10, 60, I told you so.
Yes.
Give us a call. It's Hughesy and Kate.
Hughesy and Kate.
Give me the chance to say the simple thing.
I told you so.
Oh, I told you so. And what do I like to say?
Everyone loves to say.
Everyone loves to say, I told you so. The saying is wrong. You know, people go, oh, I hate to say I told you so. No, they don't. They love it.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely.
Love it. Everyone loves it.
Well, right now, Sticks and Wombat's blockhouse from last year sold for $160,000 more than it sold for in the TV auction.
Yeah.
Where people saying that I was.
$180,000 more.
Yeah. People saying I was an idiot when I paid for what I paid. And the house I bought is better than that house.
And you know what that means? You're still an idiot, but you're not an idiot for having bought that house.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. And that's for the bank who wouldn't give me the loan because they're like, we don't value the house how you. And I'm like.
I didn't know that.
No, well, the bank were like, you know, oh, no.
Bank.
No, they're like, oh, it's not worth it. I'm
oh,
saying, you weren't there on auction day. You don't know what it's worth.
Didn't they watch the show?
Exactly.
Stunning. Brad.
Brad. How's it going?
Who would
Have you been
like?
Vindicated?
Mm.
Yep. So I've just, I wanted to tell one of the teachers that I went to senior college with that I did graduate when they told me I wasn't going to.
So they
Brad.
They said that you wouldn't graduate, that you didn't have what it took to get the job done. Is that what they said, Brad?
Yeah, pretty much. They said, the way you're going, you're not going to graduate, and I don't think you're going to graduate at all. So I,
how long ago was that, Brad?
I was about 6, 7 years ago now.
Yeah,
and you.
I told you so.
And you kept going the way you were going, and look at you now. You're a graduate.
You
Great
so.
Stuff. Well done, buddy. Appreciate
Good
it.
Good on you. Sometimes I think that stuff is the wind beneath your wings.
Yeah.
Some people are crushed by it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just don't know how people are going to respond. Sarah.
You're only young, but you want to do it, yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you want to say I told you so to?
Dad.
To your own father.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's deeply satisfying when you get one over on your parents, Sarah.
So are you 10, is that right?
Yes.
Now, yeah. What could your father possibly have been wrong about?
Well, he was sick and he said that he wasn't sick.
Mm.
So he was just laying down on the couch all day.
Mm.
And it took him a few weeks until he had to go to hospital.
But what?
We found out that he had pneumonia.
And you'd been telling him that to actually focus on his health, yeah?
Yeah.
And now you can gloat about the fact he's got pneumonia, Sarah.
Very good moment for you when you found out he had pneumonia, wasn't it, Sarah?
Yeah.
Highlight of the year, Sarah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because he gets to get the treatment he deserves, Katie. She's not that sort of person, I can tell you.
No.
Sarah's a good egg.
Absolutely.
Emily, who are you telling I told you so to?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, dangerous game, Emily. Woo!
I had a kid when I was very young and she told me that I would always be behind and I would only ever be a mother. So I have a full-time job, I'm studying a degree and I've got a house today.
Whoa!
Yeah, Neil.
You can get it all done with a little bambino on the hip.
Oh.
Bought a house today, Katie. Full-time job, she's studying.
Congratulations, Emily.
Oh, God.
Are you still with her son?
Yes.
Oh, so you're sticking that to her as well.
Yeah. Is she invited to the housewarming, Emily?
She can. She probably won't come.
Of course she's invited.
She won't come,
guest of honour,
exactly.
Emily, as you show her around your house.
Send her photos.
Oh, love it.
Hughie and Kate.
It's Hughie and Kate driving you home this afternoon. Coming up very soon, we'll be talking about the unsexiest thing someone's ever said.
Yeah,
ever.
Apparently, Kate's husband said the unsexiest thing ever
to me.
I can't wait to find out what that is. But
oh, you'll enjoy it deeply.
I know I will. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, I want to talk. We will not get anyone to call on this. There's no way.
I love it when we do this.
There's the no-call game.
This is very hard to do.
No calls. No calls. No one's called.
So
the
question is, it's to do with the supermarket bags. Now, life has changed. I think in Adelaide or in South Australia, they were already paying for their supermarket plastic bags. But in the rest of the country, we weren't paying.
They've always been more highly evolved when it comes to that because they
good
also
at recycling and all that stuff.
Yes, they also have the money back on the bottles.
But now Woolies and Coles are making everyone pay for their plastic bags everywhere. It's changed my life. Because I have to think now when I go to the supermarket because I'm an idiot and I forget to take the bag. So you know what I'd probably do, Katie, is reduce how many things I buy because I don't want to buy the bags. Even though
and also you get that little surge of anger when they charge you 15 cents for a thick plastic bag.
But the bags are pretty good. And they're good bags.
Of course, but why are they 15 cents and where's that money going?
Well, you know what? My wife actually discovered this with the Coles Better Bag, with a 15 cent bag since 2018, Coles Better Bag, that on the bottom of it,
Is that what their plastic bags are called?
Yeah, Coles Better Bag. Mm. So on the bottom of it, there's a fold and if you unfold it, there's instructions and it says to avoid danger of suffocation, keep away from babies and children. That's fair enough. It also says the bag is made in Germany. That's interesting. Mm. And then it says something. This is where no one will call. I tell you, they're not going to call. It says disinfect and wipe after use. I don't believe anyone has actually done that.
131060 if you've ever disinfected your bag from Coles.
No, they haven't. We've got about a minute to call us, all right? One more time.
131060 if you've taken the instructions on board.
Have you ever disinfected and wiped after use a Coles Better Bag. This is the instructions on the Coles Better Bag. I don't think.
What if someone's done it on another plastic bag?
No, I want just this one.
Well, that's ridiculous.
No, well, would you disinfect this bag?
No.
Who would have disinfected this bag?
I wouldn't disinfect anything, even if I worked in a hospital.
I'm asking
the wrong person.
But also, is disinfectant, what's that for the environment? If we're all disinfecting everything, Is that good?
Well, you know they say about those antibacterial hand washes, which are one of the worst things you can use. You know how they say
kill, no call, still no.
Kill 99%
actually,
of germs.
I think we got
yeah,
one
what
call.
About them?
One call.
What about them? Quick.
They say you don't need to worry about the 99.9%. You need to worry about the 0.01% they don't kill. Mm. Most germs are harmless or necessary.
Right.
Mm.
So you're saying don't disinfect. Is that what you're saying? I know what you're saying.
No, I'm saying don't use those that antibacterial stuff
even
and stuff.
At hospitals?
Terrible. Oh, in a hospital. My son was in a chemo ward, as you know, and we used the hand wipe. It's probably why I'm so happy to not have to use it now.
Yeah.
But when you're in an office and there's freaks who've got bottles of it on their desk, what do they think about their colleagues?
Don't know. Sarah, what are you saying?
I actually do disinfect and wipe out the 15-cent bags from Coles and Woolworths.
There you go.
Well, you're a freak.
Sarah, why do you?
Well, I moved from Melbourne to Tasmania, and Tasmania has been for a long time. And so I got onto the concept a year ago, and they just get leaks from when you buy olives. And
Every time? After every use or just once a month?
After every use.
Yeah, once a month. They say after use. They say every time. That's what the bag says. Do it every single
Wouldn't
time.
Wouldn't the disinfectant break down the plastic, thereby weakening your bag?
Yeah, right. Thank you, Sarah. Eli. Right. Let's go to Eli for a second. Are you going to get to Eli?
Are they talking to him at the moment?
No, are they? That's interesting. Eli, do you disinfect after every single use of these plastic bags?
Yeah, I do, mate. Once a week, I put them into a bucket and, disinfect them all pretty much.
And then what do you do?
I can't believe you.
You peg them on the line to dry?
Well, I turn them inside out and I give them a wipe down first with like a towel and then, I hang them out for a good probably half an hour until they're good again and that's it.
Are you taking the piss here?
No, he's not.
Because you use vegetables and stuff in them, so you don't want all the other stuff. I mean, you get bugs.
I want you to swear on your family's life that's what you do.
Yeah, of course, I do,
Eli, I don't want to eat vegetables with disinfectant on them.
No, but the bag's clean because you don't want to eat vegetables that you've had other vegetables and meat.
Why not? Vegetables grow in the dirt, mate.
Yeah, I know, but you even before you eat them and you cook them, you clean them first, don't you? Wash your vegetables.
I clean them with
disinfectant. Yeah, I wash them, but not with disinfectant.
Put some Glen 20 on them before I boil them.
Well, speaking of Glen 20, Buddha, what do you do?
I spray them in Glen 20 all the time.
In the bags.
Yeah, I spray inside the bag. Look, you get your veggies from the supermarket. You don't know who's had been in the toilet, hasn't washed their hands, got the old poo particles going on. You don't want to take that home and eat it, do you? I don't.
Oh, I don't care, basically.
No, you know what? We operate on the what we don't know won't harm us.
Well, I've been proven wrong, apparently.
You really have. So many people are disinfecting.
The Husey and Kate catch-up. Husey and Kate.
Yes, here for your pleasure and entertainment, one day of Husey and Kate Langbrook.
Or even if you like to, you can hate listen.
Nah.
We're not dictating how you enjoy the Husey and Katie show.
Spend your life hating, though. Let's just relax.
No, but some people, when you get in the car, they're just like, I hate them. Well, you're welcome to do that.
Hey, Emmys was on today in America. That's
the TV Awards.
Their version of the Logies, only probably with less credibility, to be honest. The Logies is probably the top of the tree in credibility in TV award shows around the world. But anyway, the Emmys.
It's a strange statement, isn't it, Jack?
No, it's a good statement.
Oh, I know why. Because of the host.
No,
in Australia, we do have. There's one person who is brave enough to be the first person on that stage every year.
Look, it's been me for the last few
years. Can't remember his name.
But,
I'd
forgotten about that. Now, Katie, one of our very own has stormed the Emmys. We'll talk about that in a little bit later on. But an Australian has killed it at the Emmys and very proud. So we'll get to that soon. But before we do...
We love an Australian triumph.
We do. But I love... when I hear that your husband has said the unsexiest thing that anyone's ever said to anyone in history.
All right.
Only the other day, and he said it to you. And but
yes,
when we come back, we need to find out.
We're in bed.
We all want to find out what it is. What is
it? Of course you do.
What did he say?
You'll enjoy it so much. I'm going to say you'll enjoy it.
Too much?
Too much.
Get the popcorn.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
I've looked for popcorn, couldn't find it, so I got lozenges instead. But it's all about Kate Langbrook and her husband. Saying the unsexiest thing anyone's ever said to anyone in history.
Yes. He said it to me in bed.
When was it? Set the scene. What time?
I think it was. So today's Tuesday. I think it was on Saturday morning.
So a morning?
Yeah, morning.
So he said it with morning breath.
And we were away for the weekend. Normally that's that's a nice time for a couple.
So you are a morning couple, are you? A walk in the morning while the kids are asleep.
Well, on a weekend away, at some point you hope you're going to go for a walk.
But you in the morning. I mean, we're not a morning couple. But I'm disappointed by that. We need to be a morning couple. Anyway.
Well, sometimes you have to work up to things.
Mm.
Sometimes you're like, holy moly, all right, it'll take me all day long to get used to this concept. Oh, sorry, your wife called and she just said that. No.
So, I thought you were to make yourself, not me. Lying in bed on a Saturday morning.
So I've been sick.
Yes, we know. We've heard it.
And then my husband said, do you want me to, I was snuggling my husband. And then he said to me, last night, I felt like I was in bed with an 80-year-old man.
Whoa.
With emphysema.
Whoa. He's gone.
What? Can I ever come back from that?
I don't know. It's going to take a while.
Can I ever come back from that? I have to say, at one stage, I was lying on my side and my chest was making like weird sounds, like an old, I'm going to say like an old Spanish galleon, an old pirate vessel with the creaking on the, it was creaking and making weird sounds.
It is really annoying when your partner is coughing a lot. It's really annoying. I won't deny that.
Still, do you say to someone?
No, you don't.
An 80-year-old man. He might have said 80-year-old woman, but either way, I remember 80. I think he said man. I was in bed.
Yeah, that is.
I've sent him a message for clarity.
Ooh.
Hang on, is he answered?
Did he get any, did anything happen for the rest of the weekend romantic-wise after that comment?
Well, could it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, couldn't. I think he'd made his feelings quite clear.
He'd actually shut up shop,
hadn't
he?
Absolutely, absolutely.
He put the shutters up.
Absolutely.
He said, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's shocking.
Terrible. Even at death's door. Oh, don't you?
Does sound a bit like
it's annoying.
It was the creaking. But this is the game we're going to play, Hugh.
Yes.
Surely people have been told the most unsexy thing ever.
Yeah, generally we're probably thinking from your partner, not some.
I think so. Not a rando.
Not some bloke.
Oh, might be a rando.
Driving past and just yelled at you.
The other favourite thing that they yelled at me driving past.
Can we say that now in this era?
Well, we can. They said it.
What did they say?
When did you get the op?
When did you have the op?
When did you have the op? They yelled at me and my girlfriend.
To become the women that you are.
Presumably. I mean, I don't know what op. They might have thought that I've had a kidney transplant. I don't know what they thought.
They might have thought you had a boob job.
They didn't linger longer.
You've got big boobs. They might have been focusing on your boobs.
Anyway, whatever. All right. And then we can play it with the sexy music.
My wife, I remember, we were talking about this last night, but I remembered exactly what my wife said to me. We were in bed and I'm looking at her in the face and she said,
Hang on. Sexy.
She said, your breath smells mouldy.
Right, moldy.
Yeah, moldy.
13-10-60, the unsexiest thing someone has said to you. We'll talk to you next. Hughie and Kate driving you home.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
13-10-60, looking for the unsexiest thing someone said to you after Kate's husband said something rather unsexy to her.
Well, we'll tell you again so you can enjoy it. Last night, I felt like I was in bed with an 80-year-old man with emphysema.
He didn't have a crack? No, he didn't, did he?
I was like, well, I know I've been sick. No, not good.
My wife once said to me, I'll do one more, once said to me, I love your body. It's so nice and squishy. It's just not sexy.
Why do they do it? But we are not alone, Diane.
Yes, my husband.
Well, hang on, we need the music.
This is a freshie, I believe, last night.
From last night. What did your husband say to you last night?
All right,
Here we go.
You've got to do your sexy voice.
And pretend you're him. Yeah. Pretend you're him.
Mm. Darling, you look like the Michelin man.
Whoa.
Wow, the big guy made out of tyres.
Were you wearing clothes at the time? Or?
I was.
Yeah. So it was the dress, was it, or was it?
It was the dress and the fact that I probably do look like the Michelin man.
Oh, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. All right. We're going to move on because you're not all alone.
Right. Yes.
Let's go. Is it Yelena or Jelena? How do we
Jelena.
Say Jelena. All right. Well, who said it to you first?
Okay, so my husband called me.
Hang on. You've got to get the music. So your husband said this to you, so here we go. And pretend you're your husband.
You're and this is what he said to
this
you.
Is, yep, go.
I think you really need to go to the salon. You're starting to look like Mario again. Yeah.
I don't find that sexy the way he said that. What he said was, I think you really need to go to the salon. You're starting to look like Mario.
So is that Mario from the Mario Brothers? The Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a big big Luigi type mustache.
Any Mario, really, to your lovely wife.
Yeah.
Even if it was an obscure Mario from Sicily that she'd never met. Mm. I don't think it's a nice...
Yeah. So did you go that day or the next day? When did you go from that?
No, I left it for another week to annoy him.
I love a woman who will grow her upper lip hair.
Yeah, despite a man. Despite Luigi.
Joanne, who said it to you?
My husband.
All right, well, this is your him. Go for it in your sexiest voice.
Okay, so we had an evening without kids and in the morning I'm thinking he's going to suggest something really romantic before we go and pick up the children.
Yep.
Mm. And he turns to me in bed and he says...
Sexy voice.
Do you fancy going to take out the bin?
What a prince!
Mm-hmm.
What a king!
What a catch!
So did you? Mm. Did you take out the bin?
No, he was lucky he wasn't wearing the bin.
I love it. I want another one. Come on, give me
all right, have another one. All right, Ash.
All right, so Ash.
Once again, a husband.
Yes, he wasn't my husband at the time. I did marry him after he said this to me.
But you've never forgotten.
Right. I've never ever.
So we're going to give you the sexy music.
Sexy voice, Ash. Sexy voice. And paint the picture.
I believe, are you hugging each other at this time?
We were.
Yeah, right, and here we go. This sexiest voice you can.
He said to me, "Oh, nothing like a bit of back fat."
Dirty back fat hugger. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's all right if at the time there's some front fat about the back fat. But that doesn't sound possible.
This is a true story which I've told before, but I was once going to the beach with a towel around my neck at a pedestrian crossing, and I felt a hand grab the towel from behind. I thought, what the hell's going on there? And a woman had sort of spread out the towel on my back, and I said to her, I didn't know who she was. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm covering your back fat." A woman I
didn't... Can you do that in a sexy voice, please?
No. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm covering your back fat.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Katie.
Welcome to Tuesday.
When we come back, we're crossing the ocean. We're going to LA. We're not doing a Hollywood Hughes, but we are, or maybe we are. We're probably not. We are focusing on the Emmys, which is the TV awards over there.
Which we normally wouldn't really focus on.
Wouldn't worry about it, except one of our very own, Hannah Gadsby, has grabbed the headlines with a starring role as a presenter at the Emmys. We're going to play some of it when we come back, and we're going
to... Hard to do.
...contrast it to the guys who were actually hosting the awards to see who got the biggest laughs. Mm, good one.
All right, don't go anywhere. Okay. Straight after Benny Blanco, Susie and Kate driving.
Everything's a competition.
Husey and Kate catch up.
A little bit of a system malfunction here at the mothership.
What's happened?
I promised you
Jack.
A bit of Hannah Gadsby's Emmy speech.
Butterfingers, is it?
But Jack,
my computer's just completely crashed at the moment. I'm getting the blue wheel of death. Technology's a wonderful thing.
So, anyway.
I can't tell you how often the smart TV does that to me.
Do you want me to tell you?
It's like I would do anything to get a dumb TV back again.
Do you know what I hate? I've got five, literally five remote controls sitting next to my couch. And every now and again, I sit on one of them and something happens on the television.
And then you can't undo
it. I don't know what's gone on. There's four screens pop up.
And then you have to go to the hospital to get it removed.
Or like there's five, you're sitting there and you don't know who sat on the remote. And someone sat on a
remote. Doctor, I slipped and fell.
No, we've never done
that. What?
I've never got to hospital to have anything removed.
Oh, haven't we talked about that on air?
Well, it's never happened. So, but the screen, I think we're going to have to.
Tell me what happened.
No, well, I really need the audio to tell you what happened. But Hannah Gadsby stormed it at the Emmys, basically. She's an Australian comedian.
What was she doing? She was one of the...
She was presenting an award.
Okay, so she's just had an amazing success with a show...
Netflix special.
...that was supposed to be her, basically, resignation show from comedy.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets very serious at the end of the Netflix special. And it won awards.
It's serious all the way through.
It won the Melbourne National Comedy Festival Best Show last year. It won the Edinburgh Festival Best Show. She was in Montreal a couple of weeks ago. I saw her
over there.
She got a standing ovation from a sold out theatre. She won the award for best special in Montreal.
So anyway, then she had to cancel giving up comedy.
Okay, we're back.
You
can't give it up.
You can't give it up. So she's at the Emmys and we can play some grabs. But the Emmys were hosted by Michael Shea and Colin Jost. They are apparently on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their jokes did not work great. Fair to say. Let's have a listen to one of them.
My mother's not watching.
What?
Well, she said she doesn't like watching white award shows because you guys don't thank Jesus enough. That's true.
That's a cute joke.
The only white people that thank Jesus are Republicans and ex-crackheads. So...
So that's not going anywhere, those jokes. I mean, they're cute, but they're not.
They're leaning pretty heavily on those, whereas the response was they should have just been part of a bigger patter. And if you're peppering with that, you're doing well, but not when you're expecting a
thought if they had a crack at Roseanne, who, you know, Trump supporting Roseanne,
the
Emmy crowd will just lose their minds. Mm. Good on you for having a crack at Roseanne. See how that one went down.
Last Man Standing was canceled by ABC and then picked up by Fox.
That's right.
Which is great.
That's right. And Roseanne was canceled by herself, but picked up by white nationalists.
Oh.
Oh, they seem to like it.
She's had a rough year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've helped.
They didn't like it much. When you hear when Hannah Gadsby walked out there.
Oh,
Australia's own Hannah Gadsby. There've been a lot of the male comics having a crack at her for a special not being funny enough or in being too serious. Mm-hmm. Have a listen.
This is not normal. the world's gone a bit crazy. For somebody like me and a nobody from nowhere gets this sweet gig, free suit, new boots, just because I don't like men. That's a joke, of course. Just jokes, fellas, calm down. It's, you know, hashtag not all men, but a lot of them.
As you can see, much bigger reaction than the guys who are hosting the show. Mm-hmm. They're into what Hannah's doing. She presents an award. The guy's not there. Have a listen to the cheer she gets when she walks off. Stole the show, Katie, in about 90 seconds.
And, of course, Stephen could not be with us tonight to accept the Emmy on his own behalf, because probably me. So I think I just leave now, and that's well done him.
Advance Australia Fair. Well done, Hannah Gadsby.
That's a great response.
Yeah, biggest response of the night.
Who was Stephen?
Oh, who cares? No one cares about him. It's all about Hannah Gadsby.
Cusie and Kate.
Driving you home this afternoon, Tuesdays, we love a bit of text message trauma. Text trauma.
So if you've had a breakup and it was done via text message, all you need to do is screenshot them.
Yeah, screenshot the messages and then send them through to us on Facebook, or you can email them rant@hughesyandkate.com.au.
Well, or even a good Barney, if you've had a good stoush with someone.
Our text trauma, we role play. Katie generally plays the lady and I play the man.
Today you're playing a Spanish guy, Antonio.
Do I do the accent? Yeah,
how's your Spanish
no
accent?
Todos somos iguales. No.
So what happened between Laura and Antonio?
Corona.
How did
cerveza,
it go
wrong?
All right, we'll find out soon. Don't forget, if you do have those messages, as we said, screenshot them. Could be worth $500 to you if we read it out on air. It's coming up. Husey and Kate driving you home.
Husey and Kate catch up. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Hurry, Dr. Husey, it's an emergency.
This patient is suffering from an acute case of tax trauma.
I think we're losing them.
Not on my watch.
Oh, doctor, is there something I could administer to help you get over the pain?
No, totally professional. So
are
we
you
need
sure?
To, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, no, let's
we need
get
to,
on with
to
it
focus
then.
On the autopsy of this relationship death.
All right. It's from Laura, 32. She was totally crushing on this Spanish guy, Antonio. She met at a design conference. He led her to believe he was interested, but wouldn't invite her to anything with his friends. She was suspicious. She was just one of many hookups.
As far as we know that she's not Spanish.
No, he's Spanish.
Yeah.
And you know the Spanish do the...
Do they?
Because I think they had the lisping king. Isn't that why they started
well,
doing
go.
The
Well, let's go. Let's do it.
So that other Spanish speakers around the world...
Let's do it.
Okay.
What are your plans for this weekend?
No.
All right, I'll do it in an Australian accent.
Come on, but I love
Spanish.
Your list.
No,
I love your Spanish list.
I need to get the focus on it.
Okay.
What are your plans for this weekend?
Well, on Saturday, a friend invited me to dinner. Never say no to
you're
food.
You're not Spanish. We need to do this. Well, I'm just going to go Australian.
And on Sunday, I'm joining another friend volunteering to plant trees in the neighbourhood. What about you? Any interesting plans? Gotta love this sunny weather.
So that was Thursday night. This is not till Friday, he replied.
Yeah.
Hola, still plans in the making. Probably party and some hiking. TGIF. Smiley face.
Amen. Oh, where are you going hiking?
No idea.
You're welcome to plant trees on Sunday. It's a bit out of the way for you. You said you wanted to do some hiking this weekend. FYI, this is not the start of a beautiful friendship if you don't invite me hiking and to parties. That was Sunday night.
Back to Sunday, 10:43 a.m. I feel more like meeting just to, I am selfish with you.
What? What? Say that again. I didn't. Okay.
I feel more like meeting just us two. I am selfish with you.
Oh.
What are you up to today?
Lol, you've got to be kidding. I'm planting trees. I was in the city last night but never heard back from you till now.
If you told me you're in the city, it's easier. Enjoy the planting. See you soon.
Lol. Oh, come on, Antonio. This isn't about what's easier. How much of an eager, lonely puppy dog do I have to be? Have a good day doing whatever it is you're doing. And if the above seems like an overreaction, you may be right. It is a full moon and I'm supposed to start my period and I have a stressful week ahead. But I stand by all my points being valid. So maybe just talk to me a week from now and see if I feel any different.
Hola, you live super fast, so not easy to plan. I am Latin. To be H, I just go with the flow and don't look for anything serious. So if you have a cool plan that I can join or vice versa, we tell each other, no drama. It's cool. You are synchronized with the moon in harmony with nature. Besos. Have a lovely Sunday.
Oh, Antonio.
That was it. That was the end of the relationship, Laura.
Oh, hello.
That was it.
Laura.
That was it.
Hi, you guys are hilarious.
We just enjoyed that.
But your accent.
We enjoyed that very much.
Well, it was less enjoyable from my point of view.
Well, because, yes, he pulled the rug.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's confusing also because there's like between some of those messages, there was a lot of time. So,
yes.
Like, I'd send a message and then I wouldn't hear from him. So then I'd be like,
Yes.
Yeah.
But I love the way, so you can just play the Latin card as a guy.
Right.
right?
Really? So we can't say, oh, he's a Latin guy, because that's a stereotype about Latin guys, that they're all players, but he can do it himself. I don't want any
strings. When it works for him,
yeah,
I guess.
Right. Yeah, right. Fascinating. Fascinating. But still, everyone has to have a Latin lover at some point.
So you had some good moments. Is that reasonable to say?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I think it was just that he,
yes, we get it. He wanted tapas. He didn't want the whole meal. He wanted some sharing plates.
Have you found anyone more reliable since?
Yes, but, you know, that it's just the catch-22. Like, he's not a Latin lover.
Well, let's hope he's not listening.
No. You're very pretty, Laura.
It could be
good
another text
you.
Trauma coming up.
Yeah,
what
they
the
could.
Hell did you just say on Hughie and Kate?
Well,
thanks,
maybe
Laura.
She meant that as a positive.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
enough.
You, Laura?
Yeah, she's gone. All right. She's hung up.
All right. Laura,
did you tell her about the $500?
Well, she went too fast, but she got $500.
Oh, she
for
must
that.
Have panicked
then. Yeah, she said the wrong thing on the radio. All right, that's as simple as that. To squeeze yourself $500 cash, just screenshot the conversations and send it through to Hughie and Kate on Facebook.
Hughie and Kate.
Yeah, still here for you to drive you home, Hughie and Kate.
The moment of truth is coming up, though, because we have been forensically examined, Katie. Mm-hmm. For everything that possibly...
Inside and out.
Yeah, really inside. Like, what is going on inside us?
We've had a body scan. You went off to do it first today.
I did.
And I said I want to play a competition I can win, which is I believe I can have the highest body fat in our whole office. Well, it's not very many things I get to win that are physical, Jack.
So, have you achieved your aim? I'm not sure. I was disappointed in was what my virtual age is compared to what I thought it would be. But we'll come back. We'll come back and explain all.
All right.
So I'm very interested in your virtual age.
Really, are you?
As to, well, am
are
I?
All right, don't go anywhere. The results.
I may not find out.
Come in next. It's Hughie and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
Body fat. Who's the fattest?
Well, I was forced into this morning. It was Darcy's idea, one of our producers, because she's hanging out at this new...
Oh, yeah, she's training with everyone else from our office.
Newfangled training regime.
That Danny Green started, apparently.
I have no idea. The legend that is the boxer Danny
What's
Green
called,
started.
What's 12
rounds. 12 rounds.
Is it a boxing place?
Yeah, like boxing and interval training.
So you turn up and then you can just join in, basically. It's going continuously, isn't it? Pretty much.
So you can join the round every 3 minutes it starts.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then hopefully you do 12. So everyone's meant to do 12, or you can do 10 if you want to, or 5 or 6 or 7, I imagine. Yeah,
how many do you do?
Well, you're supposed to do the full 12.
But what if you don't? Will someone punch
you?
No,
like you can leave if you want to, but you're encouraged
to. You're not forced to. There's no one there with guns at the exit.
All right. Anyway, all I heard was when I came into the office that Hughie was off getting his body fat measured.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll have higher body fat than you.
But also, I've been training pretty hard for the last 4 weeks.
Yes. Whereas I've injured my back, as you know.
The legend cricketer David Boone's son, Jack, who's fit as a fiddle.
That's right. Jack Boone.
Jack Boone.
How often have you been going?
Oh, 3 times a week. Mm. Yeah.
And
I'm
he
going
really
hard.
Gets stuck
I went, did leg day today.
All right. So.
Oh, God, it was hard.
All right. So.
Well, I'll go first because you're going to finish off. So I'll go first. And they told me, and I'm 47, and I thought I'm pretty fit for my age.
Mm-hmm.
But my virtual age apparently is 48, which I was disappointed by. Jack, you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah, I did one this morning as well.
What was your virtual age?
31.
And what's your actual age?
32.
So you're a year younger, but you're virtual. But I'm a year older. Apparently, I've got 6.5 kilos of fat to lose, Katie. You know,
okay, all right.
And that's around my organs.
Oh, is that the visceral fat?
Inside.
Yes. How do you know where that is?
The machine somehow seeks it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I've got 13 kilos.
To lose?
Yeah.
From inside?
Yeah.
All right, my fitness score was 67 out of 100. What other things can I give
67 you? 67 out of 100? You're as fit as a Kelpie.
Well, that's what it says.
That's ridiculous.
That's what
you ran as fast as that marathon man for 30 seconds yesterday.
I know, that video.
All right, so you're 67 out of 100.
Well, my body fat percentage is 24, which I'm disappointed by.
What should it be?
Under 20.
15 to 20 is the sort of...
So your overall fitness was 67 out of 100.
Fitness score.
Guess what mine was?
What your overall fitness was?
Yeah.
What's the most dramatic number you can save it till last?
No, I'm just going to give you this. Mine was 64 out of 100. So I'm only a tiny bit less fit than you.
You are doing yoga, but I'm still not.
Yeah, but I haven't been able to go far, and that's really only.
I'm pretty unhappy.
I've been unwell. I've never been this unwell and done a test like this before. So imagine if I was well and I'd been going to yoga.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Do you want to hear him? I'll let him tell you my body fat. Yours was 24?
Yeah.
Okay, have a listen to this.
If you're looking on pure body fat percentages,
yeah.
35.5. Yeah. So just in the slightly higher range, which is about where Husey was. So we just want to be in this optimal range.
Yeah, right.
Down here is unrealistic.
Cool.
About where I was 24. Pleased. I mean, I know 24. You're a woman and you're naturally got higher body fat.
Apparently. I'm just so happy with everything. Now, let me tell you this.
What?
Well, let Jimmy tell you this. Are you ready?
I don't know if I am.
Well, this is when they talk about your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Your muscle.
No, I don't like this.
Oh, I think you will enjoy it.
This strong Dutch woman's going to show me up here. All right, just play it.
And you've got more muscle than Husey. Yeah.
More muscle.
So Husey had 108% muscle. Yeah. You've got 114.
Yeah,
so
right.
For a man, that's probably going to be a little bit demeaning, I would imagine.
I would hope so.
A little bit demeaning. But you and I have both got excellent bone density.
Whatever. He's demeaning.
He said demeaning. I wouldn't have known. You know,
why
I don't know what
these figures mean. Jimmy? What are you joining that bandwagon of haters for?
I can't believe all the work you're doing. And you're only 3 points fitter than me.
I'm really angry about it.
I know. What, are you demeaned?
Well, of course I'm demeaned. You demeaned me without me even being there. Why it was recorded and broadcast, I've got no idea. But you know what I'd love to hear from, Katie? Who can impress us with
Got a higher percentage of body fat?
Let's go for the lowest and the highest. Do you reckon? Or just the highest? I would like to see low.
Oh, you like low, but low, I've got no interest. Look at Jack over there.
What body fat percentage is out of him. What are you?
17.
Since his manorexia kicked in.
God, and you've worked hard.
That's ridiculous.
I'm only at 17.
Goodness. That's ridiculous. There's nothing left of you.
What are you going to try to get to?
I was trying for 10, but I've got no
You can't get to 10.
No, there'd be nothing left of me.
There'd be absolutely nothing.
My wife even said, if you turn sideways, we'll lose you.
You're a satay stick.
I believe how muscly you are, Kate. So we want people.
How's my 114% muscle?
But how does it even work? The maths don't work.
The maths doesn't work.
There's only 100% of you.
Well, you know, people always say, oh, give 150%.
What?
Give 110%.
13, 10, 60.
I do that with muscle.
Highest and lowest body fat percentages.
We'll give a prize to the highest and lowest.
Highest and lowest. Give us a call. Husey and Kate, driving you home this afternoon.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Driving you home this afternoon. Husey and Kate got their body fat tests today.
I'm on 24%. Kate, you're on what percent?
35%.
But your fitness score's very high.
Very, well, no, not very high, just only 3 points lower than yours.
Yeah, and I'm flat out.
And, of course, the muscle. Play the muscle thing again, Jack.
Why would we ever play that again?
This is Jimmy from the gym.
You've got more muscle than Husey. Yeah.
More muscle.
So Husey had 108%. Muscle. You've got 114.
Yeah,
so
right.
For a man, that's probably going to be a little bit demeaning, I would imagine.
How would you imagine?
How's that possible, Husey?
And you'd hope so, would you? You'd hope so. That's what you said. I'd hope so to Jimmy as he flirted with you.
He wasn't
using
flirting with me. You know what? A guy in a gym is not flirting with a woman who's got 35% body fat.
No, women always have higher body fat.
You can take that to the grave.
Women always, as I said, they always have higher body fat. Kate, you're going low, we believe. What's your body fat?
14%.
That's low for a woman.
How is that possible for a woman, Kate?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, I've just been, I don't know, in year 12 it hit me. I wasn't at my best and I just pretty much...
Applied yourself.
So what?
Place where I was like, no, I got to pick myself up and lower this body fat.
So 12 months later, is it? You're 18 now, is that right?
Yeah.
So you don't eat any chocolate, no buns or any...
Oh, I wish. That would make my life so much easier. I ate a block of that gold Kit Kat last night, the entire block.
Right. We all hate you. All right, so
no, we don't. I love Kate. I'm thrilled for her.
Anyone who can eat a block of chocolate and then come up with
14%. I don't know what 14% body fat means.
It's a third of what yours
is. It's less than yours, Jack.
Mm. It's much less than his.
Yeah.
Jack, you low or you high?
Low.
All right. What do we got? How much?
Mine is 8.5%.
Is that even possible? I mean, you...
Jack, how have you done
basically
that?
Basically a skeleton.
Have you cut out?
Yeah, there's not a lot of me. I used to do a lot of swimming back in the day, and I just haven't put a lot of fat on, you know, over the
really?
Past.
Really? So you're still a burner?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Swimming is the best sport, I think, for bodies. Swimmers' bodies are just, they're
stunning.
Immaculate.
True.
Well, we're going lower. Mm-hmm. John.
Oh, look, I'm losing interest.
Well, that's the way. We're going to get to some...
All right. Hello, John.
Go the other way in a minute. What do you got, John?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
7%.
7%?
Yep.
7%?
Yep. Well, red meat, no carbohydrates, no sugar.
Oh, you've done it on purpose.
Well, I mean, carbs are poison, and so is sugar, in my opinion.
Well, I mean,
sugar is poison, I know, but it's such delicious poison.
Do you feel good? Yeah. Do you love yourself? Do you? You're so happy every day, just putting your hands all over your.
Well, I have
lean
a
body.
Really physical. No, not at all. I'm probably overly slim, and maybe it's a bit too much. I suppose, but
too
I have
much
a really
like a whippet.
Mm. Yeah, too much. I have a really physical job, so my enjoyment comes from being able, you know, at 6 o'clock at night when I finished. I'm not absolutely wrecked.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So you don't reward yourself at 6 o'clock at night?
No, I don't drink anything.
Right. No, hey, John.
I don't drink either.
What work do you do, John?
I work on a cattle property, so different things every day.
You're running around.
I love John.
But we can beat John. Before we finish the other end of the scale, we're going to go with Chris over there. I know he's on the other side. Chris, what is your body fat percentage?
Hey, guys. How you going? I'm at 2.5% at the moment.
There's 2.5%. How are you even alive, Chris?
Yeah, look, there's some days where it makes it pretty hard, but, you know, I do some modelling and some physique competing. And, you know, it's pretty thin skin everywhere across the body.
Oh.
And, yeah, you know, it sort of gets to like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I'm about to pass out because I'm pretty tired, but,
yes.
You know, you look good. You look good. So
yeah, you look good. You look good.
Is that even possible?
Well, when you're modelling, that's important that you look good. Who's got the...
Well, I think we'll go with Julie. We've went to one end. Let's go to the other end, Julie. What do you got for us?
I've got 53% for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
well
Julie,
done.
I've never been happier to talk to anyone.
Absolutely. And that's
I mean, it's just so comforting and beautiful to talk to you.
And it allows you to float. So I could have a swimmer's physique if you want.
But you know what? I mean, I'm not going to use any analogy.
Are you doing something to reduce that, Julie, or are you good with how it is?
Look, I'm good with how it is, but I do try my best to reduce it. I don't want it to grow any further.
No,
Julie, what?
I mean, imagine if you caught us in a year and you're 100%.
What is the most noble animal in the ocean?
Oh, I'd have to say the blue whale.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean...
I was going to say the polar bear.
In the
but
ocean.
Of course it's the whale.
In the ocean.
I just had a mental block. I'm hungry.
Thank you.
Time.
Julie,
thank you, Julie.
She wins.
Thank you.
An honourable mention to Courtney.
Yeah.
40%.
Yeah.
Training to be a bodybuilder. Shocked. She's shocked.
Julia wins a Victor...
The
Victoria Knicks. What is it?
The Victorinox. Swiss Card Nail Care. The last one left.
Go to victorianox.com.
Victorinox.
Victorinox?
Victorinox.
Victorinox.
Victorinox. Victorinox.
What does the guy win? The main guy wins a Remington Air 3D hairdryer.
Maybe he'd like a Signet portable charging pack.
I don't know. Anyway, the hairdryer has the world's first 3D airflow technology.
Stunning. That's a stunning
for fast price. Results and ultra-smooth styles.
Who doesn't love that?
You know what? Go. They all get one of those.
Hughie and Kate.
Every single person we spoke to.
How glorious.
We only spoke to five, didn't we? I think. Maybe.
That's brand new on our prize sheet. Now you've burned it all.
Hughie and Kate.
Hughie and Kate.
That about wraps us up.
We are done.
What a lovely afternoon.
Looking for something to do. Hughie, we have a problem on Channel 11 tonight.
Is it? Who's on tonight?
9:30. I look, just check it out. I'm not sure.
It's enjoyable.
It might be you, Katie. You pop up in a number of episodes.
Oh, I don't want to ruin it.
See you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye, all.
That's a drive home done right. Husey and Kate, driving you home. Weekdays from 4:30.